Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
As always, I applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday to join with like-minded individuals who want to deepen in consciousness, to commune with the ground of being, the source of all that is, the absolute mystery, that which we call God, our beloved Mother Father. And so, my beloveds, this morning my theme is taken from my closing song title, Stand on My Shoulders. And the quote that I shared with you rather late, albeit yesterday, from Vanessa Tucker said, stay connected to feel empathy, compassion, and understanding for yourself and for others. I realize that in lockdown and in the circumstances we find ourselves in, sometimes it's a little challenging or difficult to stay connected. And perhaps in our disconnect, we're forgetting that we belong to one another, that we are wired for connection. People mistakenly believe that Darwin was always on about the survival of the fittest. What Darwin also spoke to was that in order for a species to survive, it required the cooperation and connection to each other. That it could not only survive, but it could thrive. And so my invitation this morning that in spite of being in lockdown, that we should remember that we are still able to connect. And given that in this 21st century, we have so many ways and means, even if we cannot physically be with one another, we have now the availability of calling, texting, FaceTiming, Zooming, Skyping. The list is fairly extensive. It's not the same, but it's better than nothing. And if you think about what people went through in previous pandemics, wars, or conflicts, or when they didn't have as much technology as we did have now, and yet they survived. And so it is this remembrance that we need to be more empathetic, more kind, more supportive, more loving of one another. We need to be able to look beyond the circumstances that we are all finding ourselves in and see a glimmer of light. I read briefly an article yesterday which was asking, what is your fantasy for when this is over? What are you dreaming of? For some, it was getting away, being on holiday. For others, it was being with friends and family. And for others, it was still just being able to hug. And whatever we choose individually, let that be the focus of your attention rather than the fear-mongering that is going on at this moment. Our master teacher said that we were to be in the world, but not of the world. We need to be aware of what's going on, but we also need to be conscious that there is a spirit, a power, a presence that is everywhere present, that is not asleep, that is not dead, that is bringing everything to the right conclusion in the perfect and timely way. We need to look beyond the appearances of fear, of despondency and despair, and to be the light, to be the salt. He further admonishes that if the salt has lost its saltiness, what good is it? If we too lose our remembrance of who we are and whose we are and what we are called to do, then what point is there to our existence? We are each conduits. We are each light bearers. We are each the vessels through which the divine life shines through. So, my beloved, it is incumbent upon us to remember that we are the space, we are the place where God's love, God's empathy, God's compassion expresses through. Our sacred text is from 2 Corinthians 1, 3, verse 3 to 4, and it says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Here is the reminder and the invitation that our health, our help, our comfort, our peace, our joy comes from God and God alone. But just as we receive it, we too must share it. It's not something that we get for ourselves and hold on to, but it's something that we liberally express by sharing and giving to others. It is always sometimes a human condition that when we receive something, we want to hold tightly to it, thinking that if we should share or give it away, it will somehow diminish and we will be left with nothing. The one thing that our teacher demonstrated over and over and over, that it is more blessed to give than it is to receive, that in giving we are never left short, that it is the true demonstration of faith as we give and express from who we are and whose we are. In this time, we need to be more empathetic, more caring, more compassionate, more patient, more loving. We need to look beyond the headlines and all of the implications of what's happening now. And remember, as the Bible teaches, perfect love casts out all fear. So if we stand on the shoulders of our beloved teacher, we too must be the shoulders on which others stand. And as we support, as we encourage, as we uplift, as we inspire, as we remind them that there is a way through this, and to never lose sight of whatever it is that we are holding on to. I trust that you are continuing with your one word, whatever it is that you have selected for this year, the one word that is helping you maintain your remembrance of who you are and whose you are. My story is something that I read this week, and I thought I'd share it with you. And the author is Dr. Derek Merritt, I believe. He says, between a worldwide pandemic, the extreme polarization of politics, compelling social protests, and disastrous climate-related events, 2020 has pretty much run us through the ringer. The pain is palpable. While many hear the call and feel the tug on their heartstrings, there are those who don't. Either they can't, or they refuse to hear the call, to feel the severity of the pain beckoning them to do something about it. We all have the capacity for compassion, but we don't all respond to the call for compassion. How can that be? To address this quandary, I offer you the following modern-day parable told to me by one of my teachers years ago. As a father and his two young children boarded the cramped city bus, they discovered seats towards the rear. The bus no sooner pulled away from the stop when the two youngsters began running back and forth, up and down the aisle, screaming and carrying on. Their father sat stoically, appearing not to care. After a bit, many of the passengers started to mumble. Some even turned and glared disapprovingly at the father, who just sat there with a blank look on his face, staring straight ahead. Eventually the bus came to a halt at the man's destination, and he stood up. The kids ran down the aisle ahead of him. Before stepping off, he paused and turned to the passengers, saying, "Please forgive my children. We are returning from the hospital where their mother just died, and they don't yet know how to deal with their feelings about the loss." A sudden silence swept through the bus as passengers caught their breath. Many of them realized they had rushed to judgment and could only then sense the pain he was experiencing. They were feeling empathy for this man they didn't even know. One passenger then expressed his understanding of the children's behavior, saying, "I've been there, my friend. When my brother unexpectedly died, I took care of his children, and I saw and felt firsthand their pain, so I need no apology." By expressing his understanding, he showed a sincere sympathy for their situation. An elderly woman stood and, gently taking the man by the hand, said, "I too understand, son. Having recently lost my beloved husband of 60 years, I understand and feel the depth of the pain dealt to you and your children. While I feel and understand your pain, I also realize that no words can ease it. I just want you to receive my touch, to know you are not alone. I stand with you in your moment of suffering. Peace be with you." By her words and actions, she expressed authentic compassion towards the man and his children. I offer this parable as my invitation to take a deep dive into the meaning and power of compassion and what arriving at that state of awareness requires. The heart of humankind is calling out for compassion. Many are in deep pain, but who is listening? And more importantly, who is responding? Compassion is the greatest of the many soul lessons we came here to learn, because it reconnects us with the greatness that there is only one of us here. Compassion becomes more authentic when it is shared. Feelings of sadness, concern, or kind words. Compassion becomes more authentic when it rises from the conscious conscious and intentional sojourn we take inward, and that the soul then ascends outward, not only moving our hearts, but driving our behavior and actions as human beings. This journey requires awareness, courage, vulnerability, and action. Some aspects of every person in the above story lives in you and me. From the man and his children, to every other person on the bus, This is our story. We have all lost a loved one and know the pain and confusion it brings. And if we haven't yet, one day we will. At some point in our journey through life, we all have been the passengers on the bus, becoming distracted or irritated by the actions of others we perceive as invading our space and then coming to judgmental conclusions about them before gathering all the pertinent information. The beautiful fact is that we also hold the same potential as the elderly woman to feel empathy, to express sympathy, and to extend authentic compassion to those around us through our actions. And it was a slightly longer story than usual, but I wanted to share everything because it's all relevant to how we are and what's going on. We're all caught up with our opinions, our judgments, our criticisms, our, you name it. But we are all also wired for compassion, for connection, for empathy, to encourage, to support, to uplift, to inspire. Sometimes we stand on someone's shoulders and sometimes they stand on us, on ours. And it is this constant reminder. Many of you know that I share virtually every day an inspiration on my Instagram. And I'm always touched when it's people, strangers from across the globe, send me a message to say that they found it encouraging, uplifting, inspiring, or thanking me. And someone from Australia sent me a long message to say how often the words have really meant a lot to her. And I've heard that one of my earliest quotes that I came across back in the early 90s said, "We are each of us angels with only one wing, and only as we embrace each other can we fly." It is a quote that has guided me along my journey, one that I know I've shared with you many times. And so, as we are expressions of the divine, the salt of the earth, we too need to do our part in this particular challenging time to uplift, to encourage, to be more compassionate, to be more empathetic with ourselves and with each other. Our science of mind reading is entitled Small Gestures. The first quote comes from Aesop, who says, "No act of kindness, no matter how small, is ever wasted." Our second quote from Ernest Holmes, The Science of Mind, says, "Love is the grandest healing and drawing power on earth." The author writes, "Buddhist sages like Thich Nhat Hanh have spoken often of the quality of loving kindness and how powerful it is. As Mother Teresa said, we don't all do great things, but we can all do small things with great love. Truly, a little goes a long way. Kindness as a spiritual practice is easy because we are basically good anyway. Small gestures of kindness, caring, or respect come naturally. Those acts may be as simple as a direct look and a smile of thanks to the checkout clerk in the grocery store, or they may be as fun as those creative random acts of kindness that many people do, such as paying the bridge toll for the car behind you or leaving anonymous notes of encouragement and appreciation for strangers to find. I have been blessed more than once in my life to receive letters expressing gratitude from people I knew long ago. To my utter surprise and delight, I did something for them that made a difference in their lives, and I didn't even know it. Perhaps it was a willingness to listen and not judge, or perhaps some courtesy and act of friendship that wasn't expected or hoped for. Small things, really. So small, I didn't even think about them. Yet those gestures were far from wasted. I am moved and honored that these old acquaintances took time to reach out to me so many years later to let me know how I touched them. That was their act of kindness coming full circle. I'm reminded of the quote by Leo Buscaglia, who said, "Too often we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn a life around." My beloveds, we have it within us to do small acts of great love. We have it within us to be kind, empathetic, and compassionate. We have it in us because we are wired for connection. We are wired to love, to care, and to support one another. During this lockdown, during this time when we can't do all the things we want to do, there are still some things we can do. So my poem is entitled "How Often, If Only," by Amy Bola Tialabi. If only we'd have helping hands that lead, open arms accepting those in need, not fingers pointing out misdeeds. If only we'd have tender lips full of smiles, gently speaking the truth instead of lies, not a conflict tongue that beguiles. If only we have eyes keen for good results, and not leering eyes that insult, or ones always searching for faults. If only we'd have a gentle soul willing to forgive, a tender heart that offers reprieve, not one that is flinty and stiff. How often we'd have goodwill with our fellow being, get by with even those who seem mean, and enjoy peace without and within. If only. Beloveds, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes as we go within. Always, at this time, as we bring our attention to our breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." Our life is found in God, for our life is from God. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in." And as you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out." Inhale. "This is my breath as I breathe in." Exhale. "This is my breath as I breathe out." In. Out. In. Out. In. In, out, in, out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." And as you breathe out, "This is my breath as I breathe out slower." Inhale, "This is my breath as I breathe in deeper." Exhale, "This is my breath as I breathe out slower." Thank you. deeper. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath, I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in connection. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out empathy. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in connection. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out empathy. Connection. Thank you. connection. Here in the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, let us take a moment to be intentional for our week ahead. Let us remember our word that we have selected for this year. Let us reflect on how we embraced, expressed, lived, remembered our word in this week that is past. Let us see how we are going to be in this week ahead, living, expressing our word in all that we are seeing, being, and wanting to achieve. Always as we hold the vision in our mind's eye, we add the feeling component as well. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. Always you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. Always I like to remind you that God, His Spirit, the energy, the life force, whose center is everywhere, whose circumference is nowhere. And so anything or everyone that we are thinking or including is encompassed by the all-bracing, all-encompassing life of God. Divine beloved, grounded being, Thou who art the absolute mystery, the source of all that is. As we consciously come into your presence at this time, we are so grateful that we have the Christ consciousness, the Christ awareness, the Christ connection upon whose shoulders we stand. Strengthen and embolden us that we may allow others to stand on our shoulders, that we may all get through this time together. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. Let us remember that perfect love casts out all fear, and that we are made in that image and likeness that is love, that is empathy, that is kindness, that is compassion. Let us express these qualities in all our connections, in all our interactions, in all ways that is possible. Let us know that as we do so, we are truly being the salt of the earth. We hold in our hearts at this time everything that is happening across our globe. For those places that are experiencing natural disasters, especially those in Indonesia, for those that are escaping either the conflict or the scarcity of resources in their country or the armed wars or whatever it is, that are risking life to find a place of freedom. May they reach their destination safely, and may they be welcomed to whatever country they are going to. May we see beyond our own selfish wants and needs to realize the needs of others. For those that are in need of a healing touch, for whatever the sickness or disease of their body might be, we know that within them is the deathless self-existent life, which is you, that is able to heal, renew, restore, replenish. So we surrender them to you in this moment. We ask special blessings upon all those in the caring profession, all of those that are doing their part under great stress and under extreme conditions to help alleviate the suffering and pain of others. We bring our governments into the circle of prayer and ask that divine wisdom guides and illuminates their instructions and directions, that they may remember the reason why they came into being of service, and that the needs of the people are always uppermost and foremost in their minds. Divine beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, you know the individual needs of each and every expression of your creation, all here gathered today, all that will listen later. And so I surrender whatever their needs, wants, or desires are to you, knowing that always you are able to do exceedingly abundantly, more than we can ask or think. So for your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm, I am enthusiastic about life and living. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm, I am loving, loved and lovable. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that are life-giving and energizing. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, and affirm, I give thanks for my abundant good. Bring your elbows, making small circles with your wrists, and affirm, I release all limiting thoughts and erroneous beliefs. Take another deep breath in as we unmute the phones for this morning's affirmations and Buddhist meditations. I'm sorry, there seems to be a technical error, so repeat where you are. May kindness be my first thought and my constant practice. May I love openly and generously. Our Buddhist meditation, if anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness. If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word or deed, I forgive the past and close the door. I forgive all and resentment is dissolved. I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe, contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May those that challenge me be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without, radiating brightly. I am the love of God within and without, expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without, manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without, eternal and unceasingly. Our rumination for this week, our Rumi quote. Rumi says, "Your acts of kindness are iridescent wings of divine love, which linger and continue to uplift others long after your sharing." My closing benediction. May you live this day compassionate of heart, gentle in word, gracious in awareness, courageous in thought, generous in love. That was by the wonderful John O'Donohue. As always, my beloved, I look forward to joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10, our 10-minute deepening and down to commune with God. So my closing song from you is one of those that I've had on repeat, non-stop. It's from James Day with Elizabeth Withers and Walter Beasley. And it's entitled, "Stand on My Shoulders." Enjoy.
The road we walk is paved by pain, not only yours and mine. So many steps have led the way to this place and time. You walk in darkness, don't fear. Your love lifts you with kindness of grace. And on my shoulders, until you can. Thank you.
Love, love. That was James Bay, Elizabeth Withers, and Walter Beasley, Stand on My Shoulders. Beloved, I wish you a very happy and blessed Sunday and a wonderful week to come. And I look forward to joining you, as I said, on Thursday for our midweek prayer. Peace and blessings.